Today, Bob Dole promised to raise questions every day until President Clinton responds to allegations that the Democratic Party illegally accepted a campaign contribution from a foreign nation. Dole suggested that a large donation by Indonesian interests could have influenced U.S. policy toward East Timor, annexed by Indonesia 20 years ago. The money was eventually returned. Commentator David Brooks says Dole is right to pursue this issue and the others, which he says broadly fall into the category of character.
Last month in Texas, Bill Clinton declared, "I'm sure I spent more time in Texas than anybody else who had run for president recently." That'll be news to George Bush. Then there was the time last year when Clinton said, "I'm the only president who knew something about agriculture when I got there." Somehow he overlooked Jimmy Carter, or George Washington for that matter. In many ways, Bill Clinton's small fibs are the most revealing. If a sentiment comes into his head that would help ingratiate himself with an audience, he blurts it out. Often enough, he doesn't seem to distinguish between statements that make him feel good and statements that are true. Bill Clinton is obviously a good man, but he sometimes lacks that form of self-restraint that we call honor, or in campaign lingo, character. And it's not just on harmless things. Over the past 18 months, Bill Clinton has savagely accused the Republicans of cutting Medicare. The fact is, Clinton and the Republicans both want to slow the growth of Medicare. In dollar terms, they're not that far apart. But Clinton and company found that scaring seniors was politically helpful, and they didn't stop to think if it was true. Clinton's demagoguery on Medicare will set back the cause of entitlements reform a decade. Having character means feeling inhibited. It means you don't peek at your opponent's FBI files. You don't fire travel office employees just to give a favor to friends. The Clinton White House is the most uninhibited White House on matters of personal honor since the Nixon crap. Over on the Republican side, you've got Bob Dole and Jack Kemp, who are too inhibited. Dole said he wouldn't even talk about Whitewater because it would be dishonorable. He wouldn't talk about character, except in the most general terms. Bob Dole and Jack Kemp are so afraid of appearing mean, they won't even raise the most important issue of the campaign, which is character. Over the weekend, the Dole people finally seem to realize that Clinton's character can be addressed in an honorable way. In this week's debate, Dole must remind people that bad character metastasizes, and that a president who starts out telling harmless fibs might someday end up causing national problems.
David Brooks is a senior editor with the Weekly Standard.